Since I joined the Raw Scots Borderers, I've been the motorised transport officer for the last year and a bit. That's obviously now handed over to Paul Coville, Captain Coville, and he's now moved in there. And I've done a one place change swap, hence the reason why I'm now the unit welfare officer for the command officer.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Well, obviously, as a company sergeant major, welfare is at the kind of forefront of your mind for all your seven soldiers in that company. But more recently, when I was the command sergeant major at Support Command in Aldershot, which is now Regional Command, I was charged by the GOC Support Command to look into soldiers' welfare and how we can make that better for soldiers' families, whether they're, you know, and any sort of dependents. So I've got a firm grounding in looking after our soldiers, our families, and making it better for them.
It's probably early days to say how's it all going, but how have you found it so far?
The only difference is that generally I'm not dealing with soldiers. As I would do in my previous job, there's a lot of engagement with other agencies, Army Welfare Service, SAFA, you know, local community engagement, stuff like that. But no, it's no different than anything else. At the end of the day, I'm still in the Army. I'm a captain. It doesn't mean to say that I forget that I am a soldier, but I've just got to approach it in a different manner, where doing a job in other departments is very, very cut and dried, whereas here there's a lot more understanding and empathy got to be employed.
Are you going to take on any courses to sort of help with this new position?
I've got to do my unit welfare officer course. There's two parts to that. Each is a week long. That will allow me to action and deal with a lot of issues that may arise from either soldiers or dependents. I'm also going to take on a bit more with regards to mental health and well-being to allow us more capacity to speak to people, identify any problems and give them more assistance if necessary.
I see you've got a very nice nameplate on your door, Captain Cuddles.
Yeah, that was obviously originated from somebody previous to me arriving here from a different department who thought that me moving into the welfare would mean that I would be issuing out cuddles on a daily basis. However, you know, they made a plate for me, I'm going to put it in the door, so if it means that people come in here and see it and have a bit of a laugh before they come in, that's all the better.
There is, of course, the Family Fun Day coming up. I know that Colour Sergeant Ruin has been very involved in it, but it is sort of your first event as welfare officer?
As welfare officer, yes. However, obviously not as, you know, organising some these sort of events. Obviously, last year I organised the battalion weekend in August, which, apart from the fact it was raining, I think was quite good. Yeah, you're right. Ruin has planned and is going to deliver Families Fun Day on Saturday. So again, I'd urge anybody within Palace, whether it's One Scots soldiers, families, dependents, or anybody from the minor units, to come along, have a look at what we're organising. There's plenty of activities, plenty of things to do for adults and children, and support the efforts that Raimi's put into to making this a successful event for the families.
Well, thank you very much, and all the very best of luck with your new job.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
This is Cherry Casey for BFBS in Hollywood.